Can you hear me? I don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Testing now. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm playing with you. I'm being disingenuous.
You were lying.
But it was funny.
Yes.
I think it's okay to lie if it's funny. Just kidding. That's a joke.
Is it okay? Is it okay to steal if it's funny?
Yeah. No. No. I'll be right back. Oh man, how you been, Mark? You been doing good?
I'm here. I've been doing good.
No worries. I just wanted to make sure you're doing good.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing awesome. It's doing great.
How's the work going?
Work is going good, but it's kind of slow because there's a lot to learn. It's like you're doing nothing, and all of a sudden it's going to go like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
But I'm still in the middle of the I'm doing nothing part because I'm learning so much. I'm not doing nothing, but
hurry up and wait, right?
Kind of yeah. I always thought about hurry up and wait as being wait quicker.
Wait quicker. Yeah. You're still in
Detroit, right? Say that again. I couldn't hear you there.
You're still in Detroit.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. No problem.
You can talk. I can hear you.
How was your trip to Indiana?
Oh, look, hang on. I'll show you. Made this.
Oh, my goodness. Man, it's pretty.
That's not loaded, but it does its thing. I've never fired it yet. I don't have any magazine for it yet.
Oh, wow.
But when you get it, there's a There's no holes. There's two holes that you have to drill in here. And then where the slide slots into the frame, there's no slots in the frame. So you have to put the slots in the frame. And then this piece doesn't fit. Hang on. This piece, which is the thumb safety, doesn't fit. You have to fit that. You have to put the trigger in. There's a little button on the side here to release the magazine. You have to fit that. And then there's this part right here is the main spring housing. You have to put that in there. You got the barrel bushing. You got the recoil spring inside here. It all has to be fitted to so that, oh, the safety's on. So that when you do that, it goes bang. Or click in this case.
Or click. That's amazing.
I'm sure my neighbor appreciates it going click right now.
So you purchased just a few of the pieces and then manufactured the rest.
Well, I purchased the slide. I purchased the frame, but the slide was complete, the frame was not complete. And you have to buy, there's a little piece here, which is the slide lock. The frame, the barrel, and the slide all came. We had to put grooves in the slide for both the front sight and the rear sight. And then we had to buy the front and rear sight. The hammer, you have to buy that. There's all kinds of little pins throughout it that hold things in place. This is called the grip safety. You have to buy that, and that needs to be fitted. And basically all of the little sundry parts don't come with the kit. So wow. You buy those, and you discover that the ones you bought don't really work very well with the frame that you've got here. So you buy a different one from a different manufacturer, and it works a little bit better. And this one I've never fired yet. I'm planning to go to the range pretty soon. Hang on, I got something on the heat. I just want to turn it off.
No problem. I tried to text Eastburger. Did you text him?
But I'm a gun nut because there are too many nuts with guns.
Yeah.
But it works pretty good.
Cool, man.
I just need to buy a magazine. I already actually have some. I have some ammunition for it already. This is 9mm, but I don't have a magazine for it yet, so I haven't been out to the range with it yet.
Well, cool. I hope the zombie apocalypse doesn't start until you get a magazine.
Right. I've got another gun over there that has a magazine. If the All zombie right. apocalypse starts, they dang well better wait. Watch out, because if they yeah. don't eat me, I'm going to shoot them.
That's funny. Excellent, man. Well, I don't know if how many people we got coming tonight. We'll wait just a few minutes. We'll jump into it. Our icebreaker is tell us someone you really look up to. So we'll let you get your brain going on that. How's the weather up there?
It's starting to get a little bit chilly in the morning. I'm wearing my Eskimo suit coat. It's not really Eskimo suit weather yet, but I wear my Eskimo suit coat. It's not going to get really cold until maybe the second week of November, I'm told.
It was a really chilly 92 degrees today. Isn't that about right?
Yeah. Really chilly 92 degrees.
I think it was in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it hit the 90s. Anyway. You know, everybody's just like rejoicing that it's not 100 degrees. Yeah, it's 87 now. It got up to 94 or something. Wow. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. No, it's about, I'm not believing this. It says it was in the 80s.
So. No, I believe you were right. It was in the 90s.
It was still in the 90s.
About right.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but who knows. Oh, Darlene's on.
Good job.
Put Darlene in.
Good job, Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. She's connecting the audio. Hey, Darlene. Let's see, what's a good old Gaither song? Jesus, there's just something about that name. Jonathan, welcome. Welcome to Gaither Hour. We're singing Darlene's favorite Gaither tunes. I'm just playing around. Darlene, can you hear me? Just making sure.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. I'm just having fun here.
Okay.
We lost Mark. I guess we'll be back in a second. Joe Nathan, how are you?
Pretty good. Just I actually just got off of a phone call with the parent and I saw you texted. So perfect timing.
Oh man. I hope everything went okay with the parent.
Oh yeah, just getting ready for an ARD. Clyde knows all about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did Alex text you a sermon link?
He did.
All right. It took us forever to find it, but that's the one. Lesson of the battle. The talk we were having the other day about why a human and angels. That is pretty in depth on that.
Thank you. I will definitely check it out.
Yeah, there's an angelic hierarchy, which is something we don't really think about.
Who's higher, the seraphim or the cherubim?
Well, I talk about it in the thing. I believe that the highest angel is actually Lucifer.
Yeah.
You would say it again?
An archangel?
Well, a lot of people think that he was an archangel. Lucifer.
Like Gabriel and Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a reason why the angel Michael looks at Lucifer, Satan, and says, "The Lord rebukes you." Mm-hmm. He probably didn't have the authority himself to rebuke him. And so when he says the Lord rebukes you, what's really funny is I believe he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is a man.
Yeah.
That he has the authority to rebuke Gabriel, all the angels. Because although he's made lower than the angels, by inheritance, he's gained a superior name to them.
Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Loose on earth, loose in heaven.
Hey, look, it's Cleta. Anyway, let me know what you think of that sermon, because it's a pretty big deal. Cleta's in Ireland. Cleta's coming all the way from Ireland, Texas.
Ireland, Texas?
Ireland, Texas, right? Dublin, Texas?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll turn on my camera in a minute. It's Auchtermuchty, Scotland.
Scotland, Texas. Got it.
I like Paris, Texas, but different.
Yes. Been to Paris, been to Ireland. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
There it is.
You been to England yet? Been to England yet?
Yeah, I did that 5 years ago, actually. I did the whole England tour. So right now it's just confined to Scotland. So we were able to drive the countryside, went up to Inverness, went to Loch Ness to try to find Nessie. Didn't spot her.
Very cool, Cleta.
Go to Liverpool. Yeah. Get on a ferry to Oslo, Norway. You will not regret going to Norway.
Listen, so 5 years ago when I went, it was like I visited like five countries in 12 days, right? So we did the Scandinavian tour. We did not do Norway, but we did do Sweden, Finland, and Denmark, right? So it's super cool. And my grandfather is like 100% Danish. So I was like, this is my motherland. But no, we didn't hit up Norway, but maybe next time. But I know you look on the map and it's like everything's like so close. So you feel like you just want to do it all while you're on this side of the world.
I went to Trondheim, Norway, and that was literally the best place I've ever been. And then we crossed over the border into Sweden. We visited a little town called Hell. So hell. I had somebody in hell. And
that's left not this kind of meeting.
No. Hell means luck.
Yeah.
Hell means luck.
Excellent. Real quick, well. I saw a meme the other day that says when your girl, when your lady says she wants to go to London, Italy, and Paris, and they had a picture of Texas in there. They outlined
love
London,
it.
Texas, Italy, Texas, and Paris, Texas.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Now, say the word again, Cleta. Ox. Where are you? Ox something.
A-C-A. Yeah, thanks for sending me the reminder, Chris. I lost track of time.
No problem. I'm still kind of like, my dad wants to know what. My dad wants to know what town you're in again.
Auchtermuchty. It's Auchtermuchty. It's about an hour north of Edinburgh. So last time I was here, I went to Edinburgh.
I can give you tips on where not to go. Don't go to Blackpool.
Okay.
I grew up there, but I never admit that. You never heard that from me.
Where did you, where not to
north go? Of England, north okay. of England, Blackpool. I also lived, I've lived in Gloucester. I've lived in Cambridge. Cambridge, nice. I like.
What brought you to the States?
Well, I was born over here and okay. wanting to get the bleep out of Dutch is what brought me back.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, hey guys, we're glad everybody's here. Our icebreaker is tell us someone you really look up to. And I am going to paste us something here. I can. I'm hoping to anyway.
This is what I'm glad all my friends and family aren't on here so they don't get offended when I don't call on them. Don't tell them, Chris. You know a lot of my family. Don't tell them if I didn't pick them.
I won't tell them. Let's see. I am doing my best to copy this and just paste it in the chat. Right? And it's acting like it's not working. I don't know why that is. One second. So can anybody recite our goals? We have three goals. Anybody recite them?
Grow. In relationship with each other.
Yeah.
Grow in relationship with God.
Uh-huh.
And I forget the third one.
Grow
and multiply. Grow in number and multiply. Go forth and multiply.
You did it.
Man, you're
the Alzheimer's was getting to me there for a second.
Yeah. Excellent.
Go forth plus star.
You know, it's really strange. This thing won't let me paste. That was my plan to just paste this so we could all read together. And it
can
is,
you not share?
I can share. It's just really awkward, I think. And it's not working. All right. Well, we'll get to it in a second. Now we're good. Icebreakers. So tell us someone you really look up to. When I was a kid, my name's Chris. When I was a kid, I really looked up to Nolan Ryan. And I just saw the clip where he beat up Robin Ventura recently. And so that has him on my mind. The pitcher for the Texas Rangers, Nolan Ryan. Dad, you go next. Someone you looked up to.
Whoa. Well, I've had several people in the Lord that I really looked up to and emulated.
We don't hear you.
That's who came to mind originally was old pastors that I used to have that taught me about the Lord and baptized me. I really look up to them and maybe even present day pastors. I look up to Christopher. He has changed everything. I'm so thrilled that he's a pastor. Anyway, I believe men of God and the pastor. Or people I've looked up to.
Cool. Who's next? How about Jonathan?
Oh, man. He put me on the spot. Well, I'm being completely honest. You know, I'm racking my brain trying to think. But it's hard to top you and your dad. Y'all have definitely been just, you know, giants of the faith in my eyes, so to speak. And I'm not just saying that because y'all are on there, on here. It's the truth. And I'm so blessed to have y'all in my life, and y'all have contributed in different ways. And so I look up to y'all, and I appreciate y'all.
Well, ma'am, we love you too. That's very, very kind of you. You're very awesome. Let's see, Mark. Hit Mark.
Well, my name's Mark, and there's this pastor in Plano, Texas that I really look up to. But
all right, guys, y'all calm
down. I really look up to my mother. I think at heart she was a Christian, but I don't know whether she was a practicing Christian. But she taught me a lot of very Christian values, like people are more important than stuff, and she was a nurse. And she basically, lifting a patient out of bed, slipped 3 discs simultaneously.
Oh.
He was in a plaster cast t-shirt for about 5 years, and she took a beating, but she kept going, and she lasted many, many years after the doctors told us, don't expect her to last the night, you know, but she spent her whole life looking after other people. So I really look up to my mother.
Amen. Fantastic. That's great. What's your mother's name?
My mother's name is Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Nice. Cleta or Darlene? Whoever goes first. Darlene, you get to go first. Who's somebody you look up to?
I looked up to my parents and Clyde's parents.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a wonderful godly heritage. Cleta, take us home here. Cleta, can you hear us? The icebreaker is tell us someone you look up to. R.I.P. Coolio. I know that's who you're going to say, right? Coolio?
Larry, you
might be muted. We can't hear you. You're muted. Sorry.
There's a icon in the bottom left to unmute.
There you go. We hear you.
I'm on my phone instead of my computer. I'm gonna say my mom. Yeah, because
I'm gonna tell him.
So my mom is like, if you met her, like, she's, everybody loves her. Like, she's the sweetest little thing. She's a little button, and she's very quiet, soft-spoken. She may come across like, you know, she doesn't have an opinion, but she does. So like, she's this, she's very strong in a very humble kind of way. You know, she's very strong in the Lord and very powerful prayer, very strong. I don't know, very close to God, and you can rely on her for prayer. And she's like, she's a warrior basically, but when you see her on the front, she doesn't look like that. So, I mean, I think I kind of, you know, just respect that, because you want to come across to people as, you know, welcoming and loving and kind, but know that at the end of the day, you can get business done when it comes to talking to God, or, you know, a really
wise as a serpent, gentle harmless as a dove, right? Harmless as a dove. There it is.
You should be harmless a pastor, Chris. You're so good about, you know, finding scripture.
I'll look into it.
Take it under advisement.
Yeah. And she's like, excellent. She's just so full of grace. And like, so, I mean, she went through it. I mean, she wasn't able to finish college until we were a little bit more grown, and she's been through breast cancer. So she's just one of those individuals that you see her on the surface. And she's just so, like, you might think are just kind of like meek and lowly, but she's very powerful and strong. So I kind of want to be like that, you know, that others are, you know, like I said, wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Wonderful. Excellent, guys. Well, I'm glad we all have somebody that we look up to. Let's do an agreement prayer. Do we agree together that it is good to have good people in our life?
Absolutely. It is. I agree.
Do we agree that it's good that we can take out some time to be together ourselves?
I agree.
And do we agree that Jesus is with us all, right with us?
I agree.
Father, we love you. We're all in agreement. We ask you to come and touch us and minister to us. Reveal your word and your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We have scriptures to read. Does anybody have their chat open? I just sent everybody Hebrews chapter 3, 1 through 3. Does anyone see that?
How do I open my chat? Ah, I see a little red icon. Okay, I see that.
Yeah, can you read? Hopefully everybody can find that, and I'm going to shoot us the scriptures one at a time. Mark, if you can, go ahead and read.
I'm looking for my CNI goggles first.
No problem. What about you, John? Can you read that?
Yeah, my CNI goggles seem to be missing.
Yeah, it's going to be 1 through 3 there.
Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, who we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself.
All right. Next verses, 4 through 6. Can you get that, Mark?
If I can, let me see. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future, but Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our
confidence
and hope and which we glory.
Very good.
I can read, but I can't see.
All right. Who wants to read Ezra 3? What about you, Dad? You want to read that one?
Yes. Ezra 3:2. Then Joshua's son of Josedek and his fellow priests and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his began to build the altar of God of Israel to sacrifice burnt offerings on it. In accordance with what is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.
All right, and final one, Matthew 5. Cleta, can you do that one, or is it too small? I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. You're muted again.
Can you admit me to the meeting? I'm trying to join via my computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. One second.
Because that way I can see
them. I'm doing it. I did it just now. Did that work?
Yeah. So are you sharing? Okay, cool. So are you sharing screen?
I just sent it to a chat. Do you see the chat box?
The chat bubble at the bottom.
If not, it's okay. Do you see it?
Here. I just pushed here. It's fine. I'm going to stay here. But I don't have Matthew 5:17.
All right. I'll read it. Matthew 5:17. Do not think that I am come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. All right. Who wrote the book of Hebrews? Anybody know?
Paul did.
It's okay if you don't know.
Was it Moses?
Paul did.
We actually aren't sure who wrote the book of Hebrews. Unlike other books of Paul, he usually says, hey, it's me, an apostle. He does all that stuff, so you know who he is. Says hi to people. He has his salutation where he does the same thing, gives them a final charge, thanks people. None of that's present, so that we aren't sure who wrote it. And most people think it's Paul because we think, hey, Paul wrote everything in the New Testament almost. I mean, he wrote the lion's share of it. You can't go wrong probably guessing Paul. But we don't know. But that's not the point of the book of Hebrews. Question, to whom was Hebrews written? Do you remember this?
To the Hebrews.
To Hebrews, but just normal Hebrews? Or
was it the Jews or the Gentiles? That's what you're asking, Jews or Gentiles?
Well, no, they're actually Hebrew.
Yeah,
it's written. Well, Jews, so yeah.
But they were believers, and there's another thing about them that's very contextually important. So they're Christian.
Yeah, Jesus was the Messiah.
Well, they're Christian Jews. So they're, yeah, they're Jews that love Jesus, but they're under, because of their belief, they're under
persecution.
So the correct answer, class, all right, is Jewish Christians under persecution in the first century. They are under persecution from other Jews that don't follow Jesus, and they're under persecution from Rome. So that's to who the book is written. Well, that's Rome. That's okay, who I count as Rome.
Okay.
So that's really important to the context of the entire book. That's who it's written to. That's more important than knowing who wrote the book. Question, who is Moses? Can we share any stories about Moses from the Bible? Who's Moses?
He's the guy that led them out of Egypt.
Yeah, kind of a big deal, right?
Kind of a big deal.
He has his own cartoon movie. Yeah.
2,000 years before the New
Testament. Uh-huh, sounds right. What else can we say about Moses? Any stories? What do we know about him? Who is he?
I mean, we know God revealed himself to him in the form of a burning bush.
That's a great story.
He should have been slain as a baby, but God made a way for him to be found by the Pharaoh's daughter. And she actually hired then his natural mother and nurse to take care of him, who was able to teach him then about the truth of God, the Creator. And it was miraculous in that sense. He was raised in the household of Pharaoh.
There's a big important moment that involves him in a mountain. Somebody hit that one real quick.
Well, he came down from the mountain bringing the Ten Commandments with him.
Yeah, that's a must to know, right? That's a very big deal.
He didn't get to go into the Promised Land because he struck the rock the second time.
Yeah.
But he did get to make an appearance in the New Testament.
That's true. Mount of Transfiguration in the house. All right. Moses was the most influential figure in Judaism.
Amen.
The Ten Commandments and the associated precepts are referred to as the law of Moses or the Mosaic law. In fact, our scripture Moses in Ezra refers to it as the law of Moses, the man of God. When the Pharisees were standing in front of Jesus, the Messiah, God wrapped in flesh, right? Jesus. They asked him about Moses and the keeping of the law. And I just want to point out, little did they know that that's like asking Simon about Garfunkel.
Right.
Paul Simon had a much bigger career than Art Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe asking Jordan about Pippen.
Yeah.
For any basketball fans, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Pippen was a good wingman, but Jordan was the real champ there.
Yeah.
And maybe if you don't get those references, it's like asking the president about the vice president.
Yeah.
It's about asking the perennial about someone lower, because that's the truth about Jesus and Moses. They asked Jesus about Moses. A major charge brought against Jewish Christians is that they were walking away from Moses and the law.
Yeah.
The law tells us about sin sacrifices, the priesthood, and the temple. If you can say those three things out loud. Sin sacrifices, priesthood, and the temple. And those are really important to even a first century Jew. And they were made to believe that by following Jesus, they were walking away from these three things: sin sacrifices,
yes,
priesthood, and the temple. But this isn't true. They weren't walking away from the truth of the law. So, question, tell us how Jewish Christians were not walking away from sin sacrifices, the priesthood, and the temple. Give us some examples.
Because Jesus is all three of those.
Boom!
We have a winner.
We just cut right through it. John, how is he? How is Jesus one of those three things?
Well, he is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
He's our high priest. Very good. Cleta, how is he one of those things? Either the temple or sin sacrifice?
Is sin sacrifice, he was the ultimate sacrifice. I mean,
yeah, the Lamb of
that
God.
Was the only way man could be reconciled to God was by God himself as flesh.
Very good. Good. How is he the temple?
He's the temple in that he's raised us to be the temple of God. The indwelling spirit of Christ in us. We are the temple of the Lord and the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Excellent.
Created.
Isn't that cool stuff?
Yeah.
So they were made to think they're walking away from it. Actually, by walking towards Jesus, they're walking towards the fulfillment of it.
Yes.
Question, how are Jesus and Moses described in Hebrews 3? We'll try to bring up our scriptures again, if we can bring that up.
They're still here that I see.
Okay. Anybody have their chat up?
No, I'm pulling up my Bible app.
All right.
I'm sorry, what is it? Hebrews 3:1-6.
Can anybody share that?
Yeah.
Well, they use the term faithful for Moses.
Okay. Moses is faithful.
And 6 is Christ is faithful.
They're both faithful. How do they compare Jesus and Moses? Verse 3 is something I'd like to underline for you.
It is. Yeah. So the builder of the house versus the house itself.
Yeah.
Right.
So which one's the house and which one's the builder?
Jesus is the builder. Yeah. But the builder of all things is God. So Jesus is the builder.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Jesus
says, for every
is
house
more,
is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.
Yeah.
That's good.
That Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses.
Amen.
Right?
Almost like superior.
Moses is called a faithful what?
Servant.
Servant. Christ is called a faithful what?
Servant.
Son.
Oh, son.
Verse 6. Look at it.
Right. It is son.
But Christ is faithful as son over God's house. Listen, there's nothing wrong with a faithful servant, but what's better, a servant or a son?
A son.
And through Jesus Christ, we're more than servants too. We become sons, including Moses, I believe, will be also a son of God through Jesus Christ.
Isn't that the idea of the prodigal son, right? One of the concepts there about as his son.
He was willing to be a servant, mm-hmm. but the father wasn't willing for him to just be a servant. He reinstalled him as the son.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Hebrews 3:5 states that Moses was a servant who ruled over the household of his master. In this sense, the household speaks of God's people, God's group of people. But when Christ came, he was not a mere servant. He was the son of the master who had given him the household. Therefore, he was rightly able to command the servants of the household and also the household. This makes Jesus superior to Moses. Question, if the Hebrews under the old covenant were the household of God, that's the Jews, who constitutes the household of God now, according to Hebrews 3:6? If the Jews were the household under Moses, who is the household under Christ?
We are.
We are? Just us here?
No, we, everybody, the entire world is.
Absolutely. Somebody see it in verse 6, the last sentence.
And we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and are boasting in our hope.
It's us, y'all. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So here we are. We're not Jews by birth or any of that, but we are his household through Christ. And isn't that a wonderful hope for these persecuted Jews who were told that they're walking away from the law of God and from Moses and from God's household? None of that was true. All right. These Jewish Christians were not walking away from God. They were walking toward God.
Yes.
They were walking towards a superior head of house, Jesus Christ. Judaism was and still is transfixed, completely focused on Moses.
That's right.
To the point that they look past the Messiah. When we look at those Pharisees in the New Testament, they were looking right at the Messiah and arguing about the law of Moses. They were arguing about the Sabbath to the Lord of the Sabbath. I mean, we've got these comical pictures right there.
Let's explain the Sabbath.
Yeah. Oh, let's explain the Sabbath to you, Jesus.
It is quite comical. Yeah. Because he's always kind of going back and forth. Like, they're so oblivious, really.
We understand that Christ is superior. He's superior. Religious tradition is not necessarily bad. There are some good things that can take place in a religious tradition, but it is inferior to Christ. Religious tradition is inferior to Christ. However, anything becomes bad when we choose the inferior over the superior.
Amen.
So if we choose a religious tradition, not necessarily bad, but if we choose it over Christ, it becomes bad. Just because we are followers of Christ does not mean that we are immune to the trap of choosing religious tradition over Christ. Question for us.
Will you repeat that last sentence?
Yeah.
Just
because we are followers of Christ does not mean we are immune to the trap of choosing religious tradition over Christ.
Right.
With that, here's our question. How might we choose religious tradition over Christ in the 21st century?
So I think maybe the institution of the church. I mean, there's a certain set of standards or whatever that the church world says you have to be like.
Okay.
You kind of fit that mold. So if you're more focused on fitting the church mold, just based on traditions alone, you can tend to ignore or bypass what's actually of God. Talk about kindness or, you know, interaction with the world. You know, example being Christ is socializing with the tax collectors. He's about God's business, and you know, the Pharisees or whoever or the religious people are like, that is so awful.
If we're only Christians inside a church building, that might just be a religious thing then. I am just gonna live inside my religious box until it is 12 o'clock on Sunday. And then I'm out, and I might even flip everyone the bird while I'm driving.
75
south.
Get out of my way. Right? That might be choosing religious tradition over Christ. I just go to church. I don't let Christ rule and be the head of my household.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm a Christian because my family is sitting on the third row from the right about stained glass. Church.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1920.
It's even got a little plaque. It's got my grandfather's name on it.
I know that even though I don't testify or know the Bible much, I do know that God honors me above all.
What did you say? You cut out? You didn't know what?
I know that God's going to honor me.
He's being sarcastic. He's talking about religious.
I'm talking about people with putting Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just
all my family did not buy a stained glass window. I'm just saying there's a lot of people that do that.
Yeah. Anybody else? Go ahead.
I was thinking there's a lot of ritualism in the Roman Catholic Church that that in my mind is unbiblical.
Sure. Well, any of that tradition can get unbiblical really quick.
Ritualism can get me.
But even biblical worship done with the wrong motive can lead you down that wrong path. They had biblical worship, but they were offering sickly lambs, you know, and they were offering a sacrifice to God, but then going down the road and offering a sacrifice to Baal.
Yeah.
And so you had this double life that people were living. And I think that's where a lot of people live in the 21st century. Or just going through the form of worship, you know, we're at church, this is what we do. So I'm going to do it, but I never really connect my heart. That's choosing a religious tradition over Christ.
Yeah, I can't remember the scripture. Maybe I'm thinking of don't let your left hand see what your right hand is doing. Yeah. But in reference to going through the motions so people can see what you're doing, or, you know, giving in the offering plate or worshiping so people can see that. So you're more concerned of people's perception of your religiosity than you are being actually close to God.
But yeah. I think the Pharisees were doing that and strutting around, showing off how good they were. And Jesus said, the recognition they get for that, that is their reward.
That's the reward.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And that little widow that no one paid attention to, just little copper coins.
Even called them white sepulchers.
Yep, full of dead men's bones. There it is.
Well, and I mean, it's obviously not like this at smaller churches or, you know, medium size. Like, it's not like this at Redemption at all. But, you know, you go into a mega church and you have your power givers, you know, they're the main supporters and it becomes like a sponsorship or business. And you feel like it's almost like you have some validation if I support a church or I volunteer for a church. Sure, and it's just kind of like a charity work. It's not really the work of the Lord, but hey, we're doing good because we're, you know, doing all this for a nonprofit organization.
I was going to a messianic synagogue in Dallas for a while before I discovered. And they had this fundraiser drive because they want to pay off the rest of their mortgage within 3 years. They had it paid off within 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
of fundraising. They're mega donors. Donated to pay off their mortgage. Wow. So they're
praise the Lord for that. That's cool.
Yeah. I like that place, by the way.
That's good. As good and faithful as Moses is, Christ is superior. We have as Christians, we have to believe that. We have to go with that. That is absolutely the truth. As good as your pastor or your priest, they are inferior to Christ. That's absolutely true. As good as your grandfather and your grandmother are, they are inferior to Christ. Christ is superior over all of that. Whoever you look up to, as great as they are, Christ is greater. And we have to look above all other people and look after him. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 tells us to fix our thoughts on Jesus. We often quote the scripture in Hebrews where we're fixing our eyes on Jesus. This one tells us to fix our thoughts on Jesus. We don't quote that one near enough. We need to fix our thoughts on him. Why? Because there's no substitute for him. Your thoughts are at their highest when they are thinking about Jesus. Your words are at their highest when they're exalting Jesus. Your ears are their most youthful when they are hearing about Jesus. I believe that with all my heart. Your hands are the most useful when they are serving Jesus. All of this is true. There's no substitute for him. There is nothing equal to him and certainly nothing greater. The writer of Hebrews wants us not to walk towards a religious tradition, but to walk towards Jesus Christ. It's time for our internal question. Before we hit our internal question, does anybody have anything they'd like to share about this subject of Moses and Jesus? If you'll bow your heads, just put this in your heart. Are you walking towards Jesus Christ right now? Is that true of you? Is there perhaps something else that you're choosing over him? Is there maybe a religious thing? Is there a secret sin thing? Whatever it could be, let go of that thing today. Jesus Christ is superior. And when you do walk away from that, make sure that you're telling Jesus, Lord, I'm walking away from it all because you are greater. Have you been looking past the Messiah? Are you willing to confess everything else to be inferior to the Lord Jesus Christ? Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. He is the head of our house. Lord, help us to fix our thoughts on him. Lord, in Jesus' name, redeem all of our thoughts back to Christ. Redeem all of our actions back to Christ. Lord, in Jesus' name, I declare that you are superior and everything else is inferior. Lord, we're right in the middle of our week. Lord, take the rest of this week, and no matter where we are, if we're in Scotland, if we're in Michigan, if we're in Waco, or if we're in DFW, Lord Jesus, I pray right now that we would make you superior the rest of this week. Let every day of the rest of this week be totally full of you and totally full of our thoughts on you. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God's good. I want to tell you, I want to encourage you that when we're worshiping, I think that's Will that just walked.
Will.
You want to say hi to people, to our connect group real quick?
Hey, Will.
Hi. So God is, when we're worshiping, like at church and stuff, break past your tradition. That means worship at a higher level than you ever have. Go deeper. If you've never wept before the Lord, break that tradition. Go ahead and let him take you to that emotional place. I just want to tell you that. Go deeper than you ever had in worship and in prayer. There are deeper levels of the Spirit I would want you to know about. Go deeper in them. There's a place of the Spirit where you can speak in tongues, and that freaks out a lot of people, but it's absolutely a deeper place, and it's superior than the other place you've been. Why is it superior? Because it's that much closer to Jesus. Our vision is this. Do not choose the inferior over the superior, because Christ is
superior.
We've got some prayer requests. Let's hit some prayer requests here. What's that lady's name in Marble Falls?
Whitney.
There's a lady named Whitney who is fighting a type of colon cancer. Yeah. I'm going to type this and send it out on Messenger.
All right.
Colon cancer. By the way, we just had somebody basically healed of colon cancer we've been praying about, right?
Uh-huh.
Aunt Zelda?
Zelda.
Yeah. That she is cancer free.
No chemo.
Praise
no.
God for that. We have another girl named Amanda who's fighting cancer. This girl has been outside our church. She's just been right on the border of not coming in. I want us to agree that Amanda is going to come in and get radically healed and saved. Yes, can we do that? In and healed. That's what I'm writing. In and healed. What other prayer requests?
Thank you, Lord. We're staying with Aria.
Aria. Let's keep praying for Will. Will's got different issues right now, pain-wise. Let's pray for him.
My mother has cataract surgery Tuesday.
All right. Cheryl Hill, we'll pray for her. Cataract. All right. Go ahead.
That they don't reactivate the shingles in her eye.
Oh, okay. Cataract, no shingles. All right. Cleta, besides getting home safely. You're gonna be home before you're gonna be home for church on Sunday, right?
No.
What? Turns it off. Just turns the
but
whole.
But I watch. Okay, 5:30. So that will be 11:30 here. But yeah, I should be able to watch online.
All right, Mark, you ought to find a way to tune in. We're in. It's October. It's Rocktober around here. At you know, we always do something spooky. So We got it. We're doing it. It's called Scary Words. I'm preaching on the scariest words in the Bible. So you don't want to miss it. It's going to be good. I'm excited. I really am. Trying my best not to spoil it. All right.
It's always good, Chris. Your messages are always great.
That is very kind of you. Thank you.
Scariest words I know of in the Bible is, I never knew you. I don't want to hear those words.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks a lot. It looks like I'm going to have to write a new sermon.
Okay.
Sunday. No, I've got some really good surprising words that I don't think anyone will guess my words that are very scary. All right. Anybody else? Let's push enter. Darlene left. Let's pray for Darlene. Excellent. And we're pushing. Enter. Let's pray. God, Lord, in your name, we deliver all these things to you. God, you are superior over colon cancer. Lord, we've already seen you heal. We declare healing to that wonderful Christian lady in Marble Falls, Whitney. In Jesus' name, get out of her body. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for Amanda, Lord. I pray, Lord, that she would fall in the church and get healed, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that this very church would lay their hands on her and see cancer leave her life. In Jesus' name, I pray for Aria. Lord, remove that tumor from that little girl. Move in her life and bless her. Lord, we pray for Will, God. Remove the pain in his body, God, and bring him close to you, Father. Lord, I pray for Cheryl, that you would heal her cataracts, that she would not have any shingles in her eyes or anywhere in her body. Lord God, keep her moving towards you. And we thank you, God, for moving in her life. Lord, we thank you for Cleta. Bless her on her trip. Keep her safe and help her to come home safely before Sunday. I'm kidding, God, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let her come home in your time. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we pray for Darlene, God, that you would bless her and that you keep her and lift her up and encourage her, give her strength in her body. And we pray all of this in the superior name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, guys, we've been talking about Hebrews. We're in Hebrews chapter 3, and we have hit heavy stuff. It's big. But what's so great about it is everything lifts up Jesus. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Jesus is superior to it all. And I would really recommend that you read this book. If you've not read the book of Hebrews, if you read the book of Hebrews, you're going to be happy you did. I promise. It is some serious revelation. It's also a book that might make you ask questions. So bring them. We're glad to answer them.
Sorry to leave for a second. But y'all know how Moses drinks his tea, right?
Yeah, I do. But Jonathan doesn't know. Jonathan, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. And I forgot what the answer is.
He brews it.
Oh my God. He brews. He brews.
But I'll say, and I probably should have had this for, sorry, I get emotional. I should have had this for prayer request, but I mean, the people out with, they don't know the Lord, and it's hard to witness, right? You know, you want to do it kind of, you want to bombard them, right? So it's just little things here and there that I'm trying to like just drop seeds and that kind of thing. So I guess just pray that I can just drop seeds to witness to them.
Have you met a church there?
Huh?
Are you talking in Scotland?
Well, the people I'm with, yeah.
Oh, the people you're with. Yeah. All right.
Cool. So it's like you hang out with people that don't know the Lord. You want them to know. Yeah, yeah. But it's the Holy Spirit that draws, right? So I can't spit out Bible, you know, scripture, you know, I want the Spirit to lead me with that, you know?
Yeah. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you to open up the door. Lord, it's our desire to be that city set on a hill. Lord, in Jesus' name, let your light shine through Cleta. Lord, let it be effortless and let it be exalting of you, Jesus. But we want to exalt you at every turn. Lord, give us favor with those people, and we want to turn every one of them to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cool, guys. Well, thank y'all so much for meeting with us. Next week, we have First Tuesday worship. So tune in there. And then that Thursday, next Thursday, we'll just hang out if you want to. We'll get on Zoom for about 30 minutes. Hang out. Cool. Yep. Boom,
have a
guys.
Good week, everyone. Bye.
All right. You too. Right. Be safe. Thanks,
bye.
You go to Casement, that's
where we're. Wait. Sorry, what?
If you go to Casement,
you have to lean closer to the mic.
If you go to Casement, that's where we're from. Casement.
Casement.
How do you spell it?
I'm sorry, spell it.
C-A-I-T-H-N-E-S-S.
I put it in the chat.
Thank you. That's where y'all are from? That's Ireland?
That's Scotland.
Oh, you're from Scotland?
Oh yeah. Terry.
That explains a lot, actually.
South Scotland, though. We've always been Southerners.
No.
Scotland.
Yeah, that explains a lot, actually.
But not fluid. No, fluid is Dutch, but we have more than one.
Okay. Yeah, we went up to the Highlands today, so.
We were in Inverness. Yeah, did you go?
Inverness, and we went to look for Nessie at Loch Ness. Didn't find her.
This guy knows everything about everywhere.
Caithness is above Inverness. It's north of Inverness.
Well, that's as far north as we went. So we had lunch up there, and then we went through Loch Ness, didn't find Nessie. So we just kind of drove all day and stopped in.
Yep. Is it cold?
Not bad. It's like 50s and 60s, which to me, that's cold. So I have like four layers of clothes on. So, and then the house we're staying at is really nice. I'm sitting in front of a fire. So, but yeah, it's not bad.
Excellent. Well, that's
blessed
super.
And highly
I'm so
favored.
Happy you get to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to sign off. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good night, okay?
Thank you, man.